Zvachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, 5-4. Now we have Ha'ola, the holy burned offering, which is the most common of all the korbanos. There are a variety of reasons why one would bring an Ola. In any case, the Ola is a male cow, goat, or sheep, depending on the context. And it says here, they're Kadshe Kadashim. They are the most holy, meaning, again, that they are subject to Me'ila from the outset. And also, as the Mishnah says explicitly, Shchitasa B'tzafon, they must be slaughtered in the north, like the Chatal said before. V'kibol dama b'klisharas b'tzafon, the blood has to be received in the north, like before. V'dama t'un shtei matonos shen arba, the way in which the blood is applied has to be around the mizbech. That's what the pasuk specifies. Now, we're not going to make like a line that goes around the whole mizbech. Instead, basically have to put on the four walls of the mizbech, which can be done by having what's called shtei matonos, two gifts, literally, which means two splashes. The first splash will be in the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, and the second will be in the southwest of the Mizbeach. You'll note here the Mishnah doesn't talk about then the Shiare Hadam, the leftover blood being poured, which in fact is poured there in the southwest corner, in that hole that's on the southern wall, on the Yesod. The reason why it doesn't say that is because, basically two approaches in the Rishonim. One approach is there's no technical obligation to do so, and therefore we don't mention it because you don't need to do it. In any case, there's no blood left over, right? There's typically, if you're going to splash, from the cup, the klisharis, so then you do your second splash in the southwest corner. There's nothing really left in the cup necessarily, so you won't necessarily have blood. If you do, you definitely have to pour it in the yisoh, but you may not have it. The other approach is indeed like there is an obligation, that Tosos approach. You do have to put the rest of leftover blood, whatever is left in the cup, on the yisoh, which would be in that hole on the southern wall. However, Mishnah doesn't mention it here, like it doesn't mention many things. The reason why it didn't mention the location of the pouring of the blood, the leftover blood, in the previous Mishnayos, is because it wanted to differentiate between the obligation to put it on the western part of the Yesod, of the southwest corner, the western side, though, for those Chataos, that were the Penimios, and the inner Chatos, and now, then we said in the southern, for the regular Chataos, but since that's with differentiating the two kinds of Chataos, we mentioned explicitly where to put the blood. But now, like it says, Tosos, all korbanos need to have leftover blood going on the yisod, but no need to mention it. Uta'unas is a Mishnah. It requires hefshet. It requires flaying. The word hefshet means to lay flat. That's why the word pshat, when you explain like pshat, remesh, drush, sod, the explanation of the psukim, etc. So pshat means take something multidimensional and lay it flat and smoothed out. That's what's happening. You flay something, you remove the skin. The skin, in the case of an ola, would then be going to the Kohanim. Then you have nituach. Nituach means, modern Hebrew means like surgery, but it means butchering. The idea is there's a very specific way in which the carcass be cut up into pieces, but what's put on the mizbeach. That discussion happened in the fourth parak of Maseches Tamid. Then you have v'kalil le'ishim. It's totally burned on the fire, on the flames. The idea is that all of the meat, everything besides the skin, and in truth, says the Rambam, also the gid hanasha is removed, but everything else goes in the mizbeach, where it's fully burned, and that's the way it's unique to the ola, which is burned in the mizbeach entirely, unlike the other korbanos, which are at least some of it is eaten, or in the case of the very first Mishnayos we had in the chatos ha'penimios, the rest is burned, not in the mizbeach, but burned outside in that base hadeshen.